Hey everyone, welcome to the Nursing Insights Podcast. My name is Stephanie and I'm a registered nurse practicing in the state of New Jersey. Getting right to it, the state of healthcare right now is tough, to say the least. Let's just say that the nursing shortage does not spark joy. We can sit in that and stew in it for a while, but we can't live in it forever. Things are changing. So join me as your host as I partner with the New Jersey Collaborating Center for Nursing to hear from nurses across the state about their experiences, trials, and triumphs in the nursing profession. Hi, everyone. I am thrilled to host this very special episode of the Nursing Insights podcast. Today, we're hearing from nursing leaders whose scopes span the entire state of New Jersey. These leaders have gathered to share out some insights from the 2024 New Jersey Nursing Summit, as well as what these takeaways mean for nursing practice and for our workforce. It's my honor to introduce this all-star panel, starting with Dr. Edna Cadmus, the Executive Director of the New Jersey Collaborating Center for Nursing, Judy Schmidt, CEO of the New Jersey State Nurses Association, Charlie LaRobis, the Director of Quality, Clinical, and Regulatory Services for the Healthcare Association of New Jersey, and Nancy Fitterer, President and CEO of the Home Care and Hospice Association of New Jersey. Thank you guys so much for joining us. These distinguished guests are on the front lines of advocacy for our profession, and I'm ready to hear from them. So let's get started. Starting with you, Edna, thanks for joining us again on the podcast. Could you tell us about why this summit was held and the New Jersey data that was discussed?
Sure. So certainly it was important to bring all of our partners together that are on this call today with us to really look at hearing from staff nurses what their concerns are, and to also identify some key solutions. We know that there is a nursing shortage, and we want to make sure that the voices of nurses are heard.
And are there any particular highlights that you want to start off with letting us know about in terms of context for the summit's data?
So the summit really was identified to look at how we could best not only seek solutions to the nursing workforce, but to really amplify the value of nursing. It was not about taking data and trying to figure out how we were going to solve all of the nursing concerns in the state of New Jersey, but to look at some futuristic ideas to help us in terms of improving the work environment. And that was really our main focus. During this seminar, we really asked them to begin to identify out of certain table topic ideas, what they thought they could bring to the table and help us understand the staff nurse across the continuum.
And are there any pieces of data you want to specifically call out for framing this conversation as we bring in colleagues of the Collaborating Center?
Well, I think we should talk about the process of this. And the process was to have a facilitator identify those topics that the nurses brought to the table, and then to really ask them to create solutions, and then to prioritize what was most important. We knew that we could only focus on maybe 3 to 5 ideas. And so we asked them to take that and really build it out for us. And that's what's in this report.
The next question that we have on the docket is for Judy and is about NPI numbers, which are the National Provider Identification Numbers that you may see on prescriptions. Judy, could you tell us what there is to know about NPI numbers coming out of the summit?
So NPI numbers are unique numbers for practitioners and primarily used for billing for Medicare or Medicaid. However, it is become important to know what nurses actually do in facilities, in home care, long-term care, acute care, and to be able to track the information and look at the nursing outcomes. Now, as we know, for over 100 years, nursing services have been billed as room and board. So we really have no data to strategize the actual work that nurses do, the increasing complexity of nursing, and also, you know, how do we charge for that services? Physicians are able to charge for the services that they're doing, but nursing has never been able to do that. So having a unique number such as the NPI would allow us to gather data, to be able to look at billing for nursing services, and to be able to see the complexity that increases as the acuity of our patients increase in our facilities.
So would you be able to explain what that might mean for the layperson who are going to be interacting with nurse practitioners?
So the NPI number, of course, our nurse practitioners do use because they do bill for services within their own practices, their group practices, or within facilities. So this goes a little bit beyond just the nurse practitioners. We're talking actually every nurse, registered nurses, advanced practice nurses, to be able to have their employers bill for the unique services that nurses offer in those facilities. So it does go beyond just the APN. It does include all nurses. So for instance, if we have nurses that work in acute care facilities, in an ICU unit. We know that there are unique procedures that are done by those ICU nurses, but we don't capture that. We just capture the room and board within that ICU unit. So now we would be able to capture, you know, the intubation care of the patient that has an ET tube, the suctioning of the patient, how often that's done, you know, and what are the outcomes? You know, are the nursing procedures producing positive outcomes? For instance, a patient who may be on a med-surg unit may have had surgery. How often does that nurse go in to take care of that patient as far as that surgical wound, or are there any other pieces of equipment, such as an NG tube or Foley catheter or surgical drain? Again, we are not capturing that intensity of services that's given to our patients. That's all being included in the room and board, and then sometimes being included in the physicians being able to bill for an NG tube or a Foley catheter on their patients. So I think the layperson needs to know that a lot of the procedures that are done within facilities, whether it's a nursing home, again, in home care or in acute care, that that's not being captured. It's only being captured by a visit or a room charge or a daily charge, depending on what a facility that the patient is in.
I see what you're saying. Thank you so much for that context and explanation, Judy. Do you think that there would also be changes in the way that nurses have to do documentation if now each nurse is coming in with their own NPI number?
Absolutely. I think we're developing some very strong electronic documentation. And again, I have to refer to acute care for that. But I think home care and long-term care also has strong electronic documentation in what nurses are doing. I think it depends upon the individual nurse to make sure that she is documenting or he is documenting the procedures that are being done by them. Nurses have a tendency to have a very generic documentation, but I think when we start to look at patient outcomes and charging for nursing services, that nurses need to be more aware and to be more able to document exactly what they're doing for each of their patients.
What about the data? Because certainly having more documented nursing care and more thoroughly kind of like regulated and appreciated nursing documentation would result in having different types of data available to us. Would that in any way be able to inform practice, or would be able to get any insights out of that?
Absolutely. So we would look at the aggregated data when it comes to outcomes, patient outcomes. So if the intensity of service is more, is the patient outcome better? If the intensity of service is less, are the patient outcomes any worse than we would expect? Is length of stay within an acute care facility lessened by the amount of nursing services that are provided to that patient? The same thing with home health visits. Does the patient get discharged earlier from home health because the intensity of nursing services is high and consistent? So I think the documentation gives us that data. I think also taking that data in addition to patient outcomes is cost. Now we know the cost of services. We know the cost of nursing services based on what they're doing. So it would increase, again, Medicare and Medicaid uses it, the unique numbers, the NPIs, for especially for our APN practices. But also now, if we start looking at RN, then Medicare and Medicaid would be looking at the charges for nursing care, RN care, LPN care. And then again, we look at insurance companies. So now, a hospital, a long-term care facility, a home care could say, this is the outcomes our patients have based on our nursing services. And these are the nursing services that we provide. Therefore, they would be more specific in insurance reimbursement. So that's what we're looking at as far as NPIs, nursing services, patient outcomes, and reimbursement for those services.
And I have one more question about this, just because it happens to be very much a reality of the world we live in. I think something that does come up on nurses' minds is the potential for litigation. With more detailed documentation, does that give us potentially more protective kind of as a protective factor against litigation? Or does that become something where now nurses have to be on the watch out as documentation is more thoroughly examined?
So I think documentation is probably the best friend of the nurse. And we often say, if it's not documented, it wasn't done. So now we give the importance on the nursing documentation and not only the financial and patient outcomes, but also legalities. You know, we did the standard care for this type of patient, and that would all be documented. So again, I believe that that documentation is more our friend than it would be something that we would be concerned about in litigation.
That makes sense. And that's a wonderful thought too, because as we kind of dig in deeper into what it is that's really part of our nursing practice and what are those unseen tasks we do every day to make our patients, you know, care better and to improve their outcomes, to really be able to capture that and have credit for that and be able to, you know, have that as part of the record in more than just a note, but in a big legal way. I mean, that is a great benefit, I think, for us.
Judy's comment, which I think is that we know that there are already established nurse-sensitive indicators within our profession. And there are key components to those bundles that nurses do for catheter-associated urinary tract infections, for central lines, for falls, for all of those pieces. So there is evidence to support the work of what nurses do, but we don't have the documentation to really, I guess, tease that out is how I would say it, to really understand how nurses contribute to the overall outcomes, as Judy was identifying, for patients. So to me, this was kind of unique from our staff nurses raising this up as an issue and a top issue that they felt was important for the future. And I think that was really one of the best outcomes that I could see from our group, was that that was something that was important to them. They were already thinking in that financial mindset of, we need to make sure we're identifying it's us who is providing that care.
Absolutely. And I agree with Edna. And I think we've always focused on our advanced practice nurses utilizing the NPI, but it's almost more important that we start looking at those nurses that work in our other services, registered nurses and LPNs, and the important work they do that, again, is really showing us patient outcomes, positive patient outcomes, and fiscal responsibility.
To add to that, if I may, for home care, you know, the level of people that come, that get care in their home, the acuity level is so high. You know, people want to be at home. If COVID taught us anything, they taught us that. And while a plan of care will say, you know, this is what the nurse has to follow, if you actually can see all of the things that a nurse does day in and day out, and when we talk about the nursing shortage, when the nurse doesn't show up because we don't have enough nurses to cover a shift, what that does to the patient. So I think it really tracks, and it'll be able to show us in data, you know, a nurse has been coming in, they've been doing all of these different things to help the patient. The nurse hasn't been able to come in, right? And because she wasn't able to come in, we have a nursing shortage, we couldn't put another nurse in. These are the things that have happened afterwards to the patient because of it. So, I mean, I think the data component alone would be amazing. I also think it'll bolster what our nurses do. Like, our nurses do things every day. They take care of patients every day. And there's so many things that you don't see that they do, right? So this is documentation. You know, I did this, I did this, I did this, and it kind of goes down the line. So I think for almost home care, more than anybody, it would really be eye-opening and I think really beneficial.
I actually have one more question now, since everybody has things to chime in on. I'm curious too, what do you think the education aspect for our nurses who are already practicing might look like? Because that would be a new implementation across the entire state, of course. Would that be implemented at the nursing school level? Would that become a continuing education unit? How would that implementation start to happen?
So I'm going to jump in. I believe it has to be a collaborative effort between the facilities, whatever facility, you know, home health, long-term care, or acute care, collaboration between the facilities and the schools in making sure that our nurses are educated appropriately. And I think the other entity that we have to bring into it is also the documentation systems to make sure that they're meeting the needs of having nurses with NPI numbers, that we're able to get the data that we need to get from those individual computerized documentation systems.
So Judy, do you think maybe though that the first step is to really, and I think you've started this, is to begin to educate nurses about what the NPI number is, right? So I think I hear you saying it's important for the schools, and I agree with you, but even before we get to the schools, how about our current workforce and how do we best, you know, get them to recognize that they need to get an NPI number? We know how they know how to get a license, but is there any way for us to connect this somehow in that regard?
And I think you're right. I think that most of our RN workforce, from our new graduates into our senior nursing, they're not really aware of NPI. They've never heard of it. It's like, well, that's not something that we do. So our first step was that we did publish an article in our newsletter that explained what an NPI was, what the importance was, and what the debate about an NPI is. So I think we should take the steps of educating our nurses through all our media, social media, especially since our younger nurses, you know, focus primarily on getting a lot of their education through social media. But absolutely, education through newsletters, through social media, and through webinars, and having employers also be very strategic in making sure that their employees, their licensed employees, are aware of NPI and what it would mean for them.
I might just add, also our professional organizations, right? We really need to work with our trade organizations, whether it's the Hospital Association or the Healthcare Association or the Home Care and Hospice Association, those larger organizations that work with the employers, because obviously we can't get to everyone. So using them as maybe a conduit mm-hmm. to education.
Absolutely.
And letting people know why, like really the importance of it, because what you don't want to have happen is a nurse say, my goodness, this is just another thing I have to do. You know, we have to fill out an OASIS form for home. Like there's all these things they have to do. But I think if we show them the benefit of why it's so important, and really, I really do think it bolsters what our nurses do. You know, this is verifiable data that shows this is what our nurses are doing day in and day out. And then I would also say the trade associations, but for sure, the technology companies that need to make sure that they can implement it, because it's fine for us to say something and then the technology, it's there. But in our home care systems, whatever systems we use, you know, we don't usually track it, right? So then we just need to make sure it's there. And then the providers themselves, you need buy-in from them, because it is going to take nurses a little bit of time to be able to input the data. So you want, and I'm assuming there's going to be even training on that level, like the provider, as they're training them on everything else, will be like, you know, this is kind of how you input the data as well. So definitely, you know, far reaching when it comes to who would be helping train, but also kind of explain how important it is.
It's almost your electronic signature, right?
Yes.
It's really your electronic signature of your number, just as it is for physicians or advanced practice nurses.
And I could imagine there would also have to be some collaboration in making sure that billing codes are available for all the things that nurses do, because right now those codes probably don't exist or still need to be developed. And then getting those into all of our systems and getting those, you know, across the board, you know, identified and implemented in the systems that you're speaking of. That seems like a big task at hand, but with worthwhile results.
Absolutely.
It's to value the work that they do.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time on the Nursing Insights Podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by the New Jersey Collaborating Center for Nursing and the Rutgers School of Communication and Information.